Come and Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episodes. This episode is kindly sponsored by Primark for Pennies. New year and new wardrobe. Freshen up your wardrobe with essential staple pieces from Pennies.
Pennies have everything you need to make sure you're the best dressed in 2025, from cozy knits and cute baby tees
to the perfect pair of jeans and stylish workout clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets and yoga pants, which we are obsessed with.
Yeah.
We had a reel up on my little day in the life of last week's podcast.
Yeah.
And the stuff is so soft.
I got as much as I could when I was in there.
Yeah.
I think I've every colour of all the sets and I love them.
I don't think they've ever done this type of material before.
It's so nice.
It's like wearing butter. And once you wear it, it's like it's hard not to wear that material again.
When I wake up in the morning, I'm like, what will I wear today?
Yeah.
Wear one of them. They're so comfy, but they're nice as well. Like you can dress them up definitely.
Oh yeah, I feel like a dolphin going around. So whatever your goal is this year, if you're a Pilates princess or just trying to get back into a routine or just wearing everyday comfy clothes, then Pennies have you covered. Okay, rant of the week. We get to give out with something that is pissed
stupid.
Us off. Yeah, anything that's annoyed us at all recently. Yeah. Could make no sense. First world problem. Anything really. Man spreading.
What's that?
Like when a man just takes up so much space.
Oh.
In a seat. Do you ever like sit beside a man? And
their legs are like that.
Yeah, and their knees are like, they're not even tall. Their knees. Sit probably because my
you look lovely like that, yeah, girl.
Like that, I'm like, there's no need.
Yeah, why?
Spread. But anyway, that wasn't really the issue. But sometimes on planes, I was on a plane this morning. Like their knees are in my segment.
Mm.
Ryanair's segment is too small as it is. I don't need your.
I don't think they made that like for actual human sized people.
Knee was hitting the front seat. I was like, how tall are people? I'm not even tall. If you're tall, your knees would be fucked.
You were like,
you'd literally be a little
pretzel.
Yeah. And then anyway, we got off the plane. Then the corridor was really small to walk to the passport thing.
Mm.
And there was two men like proper just taking their time walking. Sorry, not even. They were like young, like maybe 30.
Yeah.
So they had no excuse to be walking that slow. And like just taking up the whole corridor. I'm like, you're not being mindful at all. That people might be behind you. I might be in a rush. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just I think it's men and a man thing.
Is
I don't hate men around, but like. They just spread. They just.
They just take up so much room. Stop taking up so much room.
Stop being so like tall now.
Remember,
I had to like become a sandwich through them like that.
Where were we coming back from? And I was sitting in the middle of two men who knew each other on a flight.
Oh,
remember I was
talking
and they were talking to each other.
No, see that
to the point that the man on the left thought I was with the man on the right and introduced himself to me, and I was like, oh, I'm not with him. And he's like, oh, sorry, are you not? And I was like, no. And I just had to like bait myself into the chair with my earphones in. And I was like, this is so uncomfortable.
Why would they do that?
I felt like saying, do you want to swap?
You should, honestly. Like, do you want my fucking seat?
Oh, he introduced himself. I was like, oh, no, I'm not with him.
Oh, my God.
No.
You can't do that to someone you don't know in the middle, leaving them there.
No.
That's terrible.
I'm hanging around with my dad too much now. Queeb said to me yesterday, she goes, I think the two of you are hanging around together too much.
Why, he's becoming like each other? Like,
no, I'm going to absolutely kill him one day.
Okay,
that's what,
yeah.
Fun at the start and now I'm like,
really?
Come on now. Yeah.
Is it like when you just get to like someone's on top of you?
We're just
too much?
Hanging around with each other so much that I'm like loving with all my heart.
That's
like,
getting a lot.
I need some breathing space sometimes. I told him yesterday, I was at home and I was like, I'm upstairs if you need me, have my AirPods in, so ring me.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, don't shout at me, just ring me.
Yeah.
For anything.
Text me
actually.
Yeah. God's sake. If it's not rude,
Jesus. But I get that is a good rant.
Yeah, just man spreading. They just spread. I feel like if that was. Well, I don't know, I'm being sexist here, really, but like if women were rocking, they wouldn't just take up so much place.
What's mansplaining?
Mansplaining is that's annoying too.
What is that?
When they explain something to you, but like.
In a man way?
Yeah. But it's like, it's not really a nice way, I don't think.
Is it real like.
Yeah.
Like
condescending.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is how you unscrew a life, but like,
oh,
do you know
no.
what I mean?
Yeah.
I do need to know how to do that, but like, not like that.
Yeah, but I'll just Google it, I won't ask.
Yeah.
My rant of the week this week is overpriced breakfasts.
Yeah.
Specifically in Dublin.
Yeah, your breakfast looked miserable.
Did you see that?
How much was it again?
€19. Okay? €19.
It looks.
I need to show this. I just thought the whole like layout of it even was absolutely diabolical.
Yeah, it looks a bit. It looks like a buffet.
What in the world?
It looks sick. It looks like it's been sitting there a few days.
Like.
It looks like a buffet from a hotel that you get, which you like and it's grand, but it's not €19.
I'd like to give some constructive. And that was before the coffee. Also, do you know what this
what
is?
What is that?
It's called Boxty. Irish Boxty.
What the fuck is Boxty?
It's basically like a potato pancake.
Oh!
Yeah. Never heard of it before.
I've never heard of that.
No. Now,
sounds like something Polish.
We left them on the plate.
Oh.
My poor sausage has a little...
No, them sausages look like I wouldn't like them. I can already tell what
I think they were Granby sausages. They were actually nice and the bread was all right, but like, I'm going to give some constructive criticism back here.
The one piece of each pudding and the one...
Seriously? No. I don't like rashers as it is, so I didn't eat them, but like, use a smaller plate. If you're going to try and make it look bulky...
It looks like someone organised it who doesn't like their foods touching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They need.
That's what it looks like. Nothing's even... It's all spread out to make it look like there's more because the plate's too big.
Yeah, if they had it on a smaller plate, I don't think it'd be that bad.
No, it wouldn't.
So it was €19 each and then a coffee each.
Which was that?
56 euro, whatever. Like, or just...
I hate when bacon has that white.
You're fat.
No, look, on the
plate. Oh, that stuff...
It looks like when people have... Little spit in the right corner there.
I used to have a teacher in primary school who did that all the time and he used to shout at us in Ga. Like, we'd be playing Ga and he'd be shouting at us and it'd just be white spit flying from the corners of his mouth.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Shield the umbrella. Yeah. Bring a rally to school.
That's
eggs look nice.
Yeah, overpriced breakfast. Guys, we can go to the shop and
I don't think I've ever seen a breakfast be that expensive.
But like, think of how much a packet of rashers is in like Super Value or Lidl or wherever.
You could buy three people's breakfast for that.
You know what I mean? 19. And my dad even said, he was like, gee, we're not getting that, like €19. I was like, come on, it's probably the only thing on the menu we'll eat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I nearly had a heart attack.
And you didn't even eat half it?
No.
Boxy. I think they're just making up a fake dish to add on.
It wasn't great.
It looks like...
I took a bite.
It looked like a hash brown.
It was the texture of a pancake, but the taste of a potato.
No.
Sick.
I think they made that up to add something to the plate.
Fill out a little make it look a bit more
literally,
full.
We'll call it a box.
Yeah.
It'll be made of flour and potato.
So that's my rant. I overpriced brekkies.
Yeah.
Give me a Jerry's Deli breakfast roll any day of the week.
Yeah.
For £4. I feel like bite.
A dish for breakfast shouldn't be more than...
Tenner.
12. I'll say 12.
12.
So I'm thinking like a sigh or thinking like Eggs Benedict and all.
You pay a bit more.
But like a fry should not be over.
Avocado toast.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
12 is my maximum I'd go for a brekkie. And then your coffee. So like 15.
Ideal, but nothing's that bright. In an ideal world, that'd be great. But it's not.
So
inflation.
It's terrible.
Even do you ever look at things you used to buy when you're younger, like crisps and all?
Fredo bars.
I think I bought a pack of Doritos the other day. And I never usually notice the like price of something unless it's like... Unless I haven't bought it for ages. Because you know when it's gradually going up, you don't notice it?
Yeah.
If it's gone up like 5 cents, you wouldn't really know.
You don't.
But I hadn't bought, for some reason, a small pack of Doritos in ages. And I'm not even messing. Last time I bought them, they were 75 cents. And it was $2.50.
For one bag?
For one pack.
Like the small bag?
Yeah, small bag.
What bloody flavour?
Chili heatwave. Well.
$2.50.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm not investing. I think last time I bought them, they were 75 cents.
Like, you used to be able to go to the shop and buy something with the change you'd find on the floor of your car or like in the back of your pocket that you didn't know.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that now. No. I'm telling you now, I would not find $2.50.
No.
I had this anywhere.
Two little boys buying me in the shop the other day and they were like counting their money and they were like, we haven't got enough. And I never have cash on me, but I did. So I gave them a little money and they were like, oh my God, thanks so much. And they were just so... Because you wouldn't fucking get anything with that change. No. Back in the day, you get a pack of jellies, a Cadbury's bar, like a pack of crisps. Like everything now is just 10 times more.
Do you remember these? The Frosties Cola Cubes. Do you remember them?
I was mad on them.
I liked them. Or they were circles, actually. Frosties.
Yeah.
Or Cola Cadets, Cubes. The drinks.
I didn't like them.
I love them.
Alien drinks.
Yeah, I used to like them.
Yeah.
Cadets were my thing. Cream soda.
Sugar, like.
It's 50 pence or cents or whatever it was.
No, I think we were 15 at one point, yeah. I'm not even messing.
You wouldn't get it these days, girl.
Yeah, so the Doritos anyway. I think like that, it's something that when you buy it, haven't bought it in ages and you do that, you're like, what?
Yeah.
Whereas like chocolate, I'll buy it all the time. I'm really obsessed with chocolate lately.
Are you?
Yeah, I love it. Have to have it every single day.
I'm a lover of.
Them skinny Cadbury's bars.
Oh, I do like them now. I'm a Ferrero Rocher head. I'll buy a tray of Ferrero Rocher and mill them myself. No bother. Blub, blub, blub.
Kinder eggs and Kinder bars.
Happy Hippies.
No, I don't love them as much.
Oh.
I love the normal. Just the.
I got a Kinder bar now yesterday and I wasn't a lover of
it. No, not Kinder bar.
Oh, sorry. Like yes. Oh, yeah.
Slaps.
Love.
Slaps hard. Love. If you agree with our rants, how do we get onto...
No idea. Happens anyway. This weekly, girl.
Yeah. If you agree with us or you want to send in your own or have any thoughts about Kinder Bars, then you can email us at homeordrink@growledonow.com or follow us on Instagram at homeordrinkpod. If I was you, we get to give you very honest, very raw advice about what we would do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence, can't give maybes or ifs. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma, what we would do. These are all sent into our email address again. So it's homeordrink@growledonow.com. And this is the only way we're taking suggestions for the segment. So not through DMs. We always keep them anonymous as well. Mm-hmm. And this is today's dilemma. So I'm currently single and I've done a lot of work on being okay by myself after lots of bad relationships and breakups. I've met a dream man. He's everything I want in a person. I've fallen hard and fast. And it seems he's really into me too. However, he's not from Ireland and he'll be returning home in May with uncertainty about if he'll be coming back to Ireland or not. With my current job, I wouldn't be able to move halfway across the world either. I know I'm probably overthinking and thinking too far ahead, but I don't know if I should continue seeing him in case I end up heartbroken when he goes home. Oh.
In an ideal world, we'd love to say,
end it,
because you'll end up sadder in the future. Like, you're protecting yourself for future you. But also, if you know what's happening anyway, why can't you just sit in it and enjoy it?
Yeah, are you not, like, stripping yourself of a good time?
Yeah.
As in, like, you're wasting away time that could have been really nice together, even though you don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
but also he's uncertain, he's not certain.
Yeah,
and you obviously can't move away, but like it could be something that you revisit in the future, like another few years time.
I wonder how far away he lives. Halfway across the world.
America?
Australia?
Yeah. I feel like Australia's all the way around.
Full
the world
way. Yeah, isn't it?
I feel like it took us fucking 24 hours to get there, and hope it's not only half. Yeah, I feel like maybe he's from LA.
I think sit in it and just enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Just mentally remind yourself at least once a day, okay, he's going home.
Yeah.
And be in a bad mood for 5 minutes about it and then just...
And then get up, yeah. It's going to make it harder when he's due.
Yeah.
But also, that's bound to happen, of course. You're going to know him longer. Mm. You'll have done more things, more memories. Like, would you rather do that or would you rather end things before you can... have anything nice.
That's so sad.
I feel like we've had this before, but not...
Definitely, there's been something like this.
Yeah, but I think it's when someone, like, knows...
I think she was going travelling or something, was she?
Yeah.
Something. I think once you prepare yourself and, like...
I think if you, like, anyone would be, like, thinking that the good thing is to end it now so you're not as sad, but, like, you're still going to be sad.
Yeah, you're going to be sad then because you're like, oh, he's still here and I could be hanging around with him. And,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and we're wasting the time that we have in the same country.
Yeah,
no. That could be a proper, like, fate moment. You'd be like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Enjoy it while you can. And then the future is still to be... The rest is still unwritten. Yeah, you don't know what's happening yet. So I think, yeah.
Could be long distance holidays.
Yeah.
Like, who knows?
Exactly. And he's uncertain. So maybe a few more months, he will be able to come back and he's going to be happy. But I think... cutting something off just for the sake of not wanting to feel sad in the future. Mm. Like, that's... I don't think it's a good reason to...
Like, he's going home in May. It's only the end of January. You still have February, March, April.
Are we... Is this terrible?
If it was me in the situation...
Yeah, I would. So would I.
And then I'd be...
I'd be like, I'll deal with that later.
Yeah.
This is if I was you.
So heartbroken.
Yeah.
In May.
Yeah.
More than I probably would be now if I stopped it now.
Yeah.
But my selfish self is just saying, why would I finish it now for no reason?
Yeah.
Like.
I agree.
You'll deal with your sad self in the future.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Come back to us.
She can wait. Yeah. Yeah, we'll help you then with the break.
Yeah.
You can send your dilemma or first little problem or rant to homeydrink@growledonow.com. Thank you so much, Pennies, for sponsoring this episode. Freshen up your wardrobe now with all their essential pieces. Available in your nearest Pennies or Primark store now.
We love the workout stuff.
Oh my
so much.
And all the Halloween music.
Everything they have in there.
Slaps. Yep. Plays and slaps. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on right now. And we will see you soon.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.